Radio friend, this is Austin Coleman for the Ragsdale Mortuary, where services cost less and funerals are complete, and for the Valley Life Insurance Company that pays anywhere in the world in event of death, bringing to you the ninth in a series of Sunday morning programs commemorating the Emancipation Proclamation. This is the centennial year of freedom of our ancestors, and it is our hope that these programs may be a worthy contribution to such an occasion. We are again happy to have with us Mr. Lincoln J. Ragsdale, the director of the Ragsdale Mortuary and president of the Valley Life Insurance Company.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We bring you the ninth program in the centennial celebration of the Emancipation Proclamation. We are broadcasting this Sunday morning from the Emmanuel Church of God in Christ on the southeast corner of 16th Avenue and West Buckeye Road. Elder Felton King, pastor. We have the combined choirs of the church this morning. Brother Andrew Coulter is president of the senior choir. Mrs. Louise Brigham, directress, and of the junior choir. Brother Felton Eugene King, president. Mrs. Anna May Horn, directress. We have Mr. Ronnie Smart, organist. Mr. Paul Washington, pianist. Let us all listen to the Emmanuel Church of God in Christ as they bring to you, "We have come this far by faith." Emmanuel Church of God in Christ brings you Hold the Light, led by Mrs. Luwala King.
Jesus.
economic necessity forces most people today to demand the best possible value. And this is the very reason why so many Phoenix families call the Ragsdale Mortuary. Those services and facilities at Ragsdale exceed all requirements. The services cost less, and the funerals are more complete.
The next number will be led by Miss Catherine Coleman. We are marching.
Another public service, the Ragsdale Mortuary is offering the Ragsdale Memorial Plan. The Ragsdale Memorial Plan is offered to all without a physical examination, and there is no age limit. For further information, call or come by the Ragsdale Mortuary at 1100 East Jefferson, and a counselor will help you arrange your Ragsdale Memorial Plan.
We have a special group from the Emmanuel Church of God in Christ, the Purity Class. Mrs. Louise Brigham is the directress. We will have Miss Patricia Greathouse to lead us in a special song, Somebody is Knocking. This morning will be Elder Felton King. The Emmanuel Church of God in Christ was organized in 1937 by Elder L.C. Carter, with only three families: the Brother Archie Wright family, the Ollie Fuller family, and the Henry family. In 1938, with only four members, Elder Felton King was called to the pastorage of the Emmanuel Church of God in Christ with only four people: Mr. and Mrs. Wright, Mrs. Ardella Thompson, and Sister Sally Mae Phillips. From these four people, the church has grown to a membership of over 200. In 1950, Elder King, along with the members, purchased an acre on the southeast corner of 16th Avenue and West Buckeye Road. And in 1961, an $80,000 building program was begun. And last month, the trustees of the church signed a contract to complete the first phase of the new beautiful edifice. It has been through the help of his wife, Sister Lorraine King, and his son that has given Elder Felton King the inspiration and determination to go on in the face of many odds. Ladies and gentlemen of the radio land, I present you the pastor of the Emmanuel Church of God in Christ, the Elder Felton King.
Greetings to each of you in the name of our Lord. From the Holy Writ, we read these words spoken by the eminent Apostle Paul, addressed to his beloved son Timothy. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It seemed that the great man of God was saying to the younger man, prepare yourself for a job you are to do in order that your work, when it is tested by God, will be approved and you will not be ashamed. Preparedness could be, be the watchword of the Negro youth of our city. Here in our rapid growing metropolis, we have entered a transitional period in its history. Having lived within a radius of 20 miles of Phoenix since the year of 1921, I am aware that most of our people have depended more on brawn than dexterity for their bread. Faced now, as we are, with such rapid expansion, the coming of industry to replace much of our agricultural work, the increase of gadgets and machines, we find ourselves, for the most part, unprepared for many job opportunities that are presented. Celebrating, as we are, the emancipation for some 100 years or more, the Negro has been free, and he is a citizen of the United States, and in some places with many opportunities and equal opportunities. Certainly we appreciate the fine job that many of the civic and political leaders of our race has done in promoting our cause. Now let us not let this work be in vain. I would urge every young person to prepare yourselves for the opportunities of our day, the day in which we are now faced with demands of us at least in high school education to perform the most menial tasks. However, this does not present a dark picture to the willing and determined. For as the wise man Solomon so aptly put it in the years ago, seest thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. The opportunity is ours. Let us go forth to conquer even to the unknown horizons. May God bless each of you and add a blessing to your life.
Miss Catherine Coleman will lead us in They Shall Be Mine.
Sunday in April, the Valley Life Insurance Company is bringing to our city two outstanding Negro speakers, Reverend Jerry W. Ford, former pastor of Tanner Chapel AME Church, and Dr. William H. Hale, president of Langston University of Oklahoma. These men, along with Mrs. Ruby Stewart, musical directress of the House of Prayer of All Nations, and Mr. Wardell Moore, musical director of the Church of the Living God, who will conduct the 100 Voice Valley Coal Choir, will help the Valley Life Insurance Company commemorate the Emancipation Proclamation and 100 years of freedom from slavery. There will be a display of African culture and many other displays of public interest. This program is coming to you free as the Valley Life Insurance Company's contribution to the Emancipation Proclamation Centennial Year. Remember the fourth Sunday in April, East Lake Park at 4 o'clock p.m.
We have as our guest director, Mr. Leroy Brewer, and to be led by Mr. Andrew Coulter. His love bubbles over.
From Jesus a long, long time. I didn't want to hear his voice. I had heard about him, but I had never met him. The Savior that saved this whole world, but I have gone for as long as I can, and right now I'm holding to my Savior's hand, and I tell you His love, His love just bubbles
friends of Radio Land, each Sunday morning, we bring to you this program of inspirational poems. If you have a favorite poem that has been an inspiration to you, why not share it with our other friends in Radio Land? Mail it in to the Ragsdale Mortuary, 1100 East Jefferson Street, and we will have it on the next Sunday morning's program. This Sunday morning, our inspirational poem is Tell Him So. If you hear a kind word spoken of some worthy soul you know, it might fill his heart with sunshine if you only tell him so. If a deed, however humble, helps you on your way to go, seek the one whose hand has helped you. Seek him out and tell him so. If your heart is touched and tender toward a sinner lost and low, it might help him to do better if you only tell him so. Oh, my sister, oh, my brother, as over life's rough path we go, if God's love has saved and helped you, do not fail to tell God so. On this, the 100th Emancipation Prom Sunday, we think about Christ. This Palm Sunday has special meaning to every Negro in America because Christ died for all of us. During the brief 30-odd years that Christ lived upon this earth, he preached and talked about love and brotherhood. Brotherhood simply means wanting for others what you want for yourself. Let us pause 1 week before Easter on this beautiful Palm Sunday morning and listen to a prayer brought to you by the Ragsdale Mortuary.
As we pray the following prayer, we are holding in mind and heart all of our dear shut-in friends on this beautiful Palm Sunday morning. O Lord, take thou away the stone of unbelief that would separate our hearts from thee. Call us forth from the prison of fear and doubt into the resurrection of thy love. Speak to our weakness with thy strength, to our illness with thy health, to our failures with thine infinite power, and summon us from our darkness into thine everlasting light. Amen.
If you feel downhearted and depressed, prayer will change things. You may dial a prayer by dialing 254-5326 between the hours of 6 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock a.m. Dial a Prayer is another service offered to you by the Ragsdale Mortuary.
Mrs. Louise Brigham will bring us Old Sinner.
Come now.
enemy horn brings us "I've Been Running for Jesus." Church of God in Christ on 16th Avenue West Buckeye Road for bringing such a wonderful program this morning, and to Elder Felton King, who brought us such an inspirational message on the Emancipation Proclamation. I want to give a special thanks this morning to Mr. Ronnie Smart on the organ and Mr. Paul Washington as our pianist. We invite you to come and visit and worship with the Emmanuel Church of God in Christ. Sunday school at 10 a.m. Sunday's worship service at 12:15. Remember, the Emmanuel Church and God in Christ in your prayers. Any donation that you might have in this wonderful building program, we invite you to send it to Elder Felton King in care of the Emmanuel Church of God in Christ, P.O. Box 3791, in Zone 30, Phoenix, Arizona. And until next Sunday morning at 9 a.m., we bring you another program brought to you by Ragsdale Mortuary, 1100 East Jefferson, and the Bell Life Insurance Company. We ask God's continuous blessings upon you. May God keep and bless you.